Welcome in. In this lesson, we're going to take an Amen break variation and give it that 90s inspired darkness inside Ableton Live 12 using swing, micro timing, and a drums first workflow so your bass line rolls properly. The big idea is simple: in dark, jungle, and tech step, the groove usually comes from the small stuff, hats, little drags, ghost notes, tiny bits of percussion. The main kick and the main snare are the anchors. When you keep those anchors stable, you can swing everything around them and it still hits hard. Alright, let's build it. First, set up the project so it feels like drum and bass right away. Set your tempo to somewhere between 170 and 174 BPM. I'll start at 172. Now create a few tracks. Make one audio track called Amen. Make a MIDI track called Amen Slices. Make a MIDI track called Sub Bass. And optionally, another MIDI track called Reese or Mid Bass. We'll use that later for extra dark weight. Turn the metronome on just for the setup. We'll turn it off when we're judging groove, because metronomes can trick you into overcorrecting. Step 1. Import and warp the Amen correctly. Drag your Amen break into the Amen audio track. Double-click the clip so you're looking at clip view. Turn warp on. Set warp mode to beats, and set preserve to transients. Enable loop. Now right-click and choose warp from here straight. Then find the true downbeat of the break and make sure that first kick is exactly on 1.1.1. This part matters more than people think. If the warp is even slightly off, you'll spend the whole session trying to fix swing and bass timing when the real problem is the loop is crooked. Quick test. Solo the Amen and listen with the metronome for a moment. If you hear flamming, or it feels like it's fighting the grid, fix the warp now. Once it loops clean for one or two bars, you're good. Step 2. Slice the Amen to MIDI, because swing works best when you can move hits independently. Right-click the Amen clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Slice by Transient. Live will create a new MIDI track with a drum rack and a MIDI clip that plays the break in the right order. Rename that new track Amen Slices. This is where we do the real work. Step 3. Build a darker 2-bar Amen variation. Open the MIDI clip on Amen Slices and set it to loop for 2 bars. Here's the vibe we're aiming for. Bar 1 is readable. Bar 2 answers back. That's the call and response thing you hear in classic edited breaks. The first bar establishes the pocket. The second bar gets a little nasty. Now, start with beginner-friendly edits that instantly sound authentic. First, add ghost snares. Find your main snare hits, usually around beat 2 and beat 4. For one of them, place a snare slice 1/16th note before the main snare. That's a drag. Then drop the velocity way down, somewhere around 20 to 40. Teacher note, don't drag before every snare. If you do it every time, it becomes a program trick. A really good dark tension move is alternating, drag into beat 2 but no drag into beat 4. That push and pull feels human and ominous. Next, add a bit of Amen chatter. Grab a small hat or shuffle slice and place it on a couple of offbeats. Keep those velocities modest, around 30 to 60. Darkness is often busy but controlled. Not everything slammed. Now create a turnaround at the end of bar 2. In the last quarter of bar 2, repeat a small slice like a hat, a snare tail, or a noisy bit. As a short run of 16th notes, do 3 or 4 hits. And here's the key. Ramp the velocity down as it repeats, like 60 down to 35, so it doesn't turn into that machine gun effect. Advanced but easy upgrade. Remove the last repeat. Leave a micro gap right before the loop restarts. That tiny missing piece makes the restart hit harder, and it feels way more edited break on hardware than a perfect fill. Also, if you want one signature moment, do the one wrong hit per 2 bars trick. Pick a tom-ish or noisy slice, place it quietly somewhere unexpected, and keep it subtle. It's like a fingerprint. Okay. Step 4. Add swing without wrecking the drop. Open the groove pool. In the browser, go to grooves, then swing and groove. Choose something subtle, like MPC 16 swing 54 or any swing in the 54 to 58 range. For darker DNB, mild is usually the move. Too much swing and your drop starts to feel late and lazy. Drag that groove into the groove pool, then select your Amen Slices MIDI clip and pick the groove from the groove dropdown. Now set the groove amounts. Start with timing around 30 to 60. Set random around 5 to 15 for a bit of human grit. Velocity can stay low, maybe 0 to 20 if your clip feels too static. And set bass to 1/16. Listen. Then do the most important part, protect the main hits. This is where beginners accidentally lose impact. After swing is applied, find the main kick and the main snare notes in your MIDI clip. Those are your anchors. If they drift late, Manually nudge them back toward the grid using fine movement, so the drop still punches. Let the swing mostly affect hats, ghost notes, and fills. That's how you get dark swing. Not funky wobble. Dark swing. Quick microtiming test so you don't overthink it. Turn the metronome off, loop your two bars, and listen at low volume. If you can still nod the tempo, your pocket is stable. If it feels seasick, too many important notes are drifting. Now, a huge coach tip. Sliced breaks can get messy when you swing them, because sliced tails overlap. That overlap can blur the groove and kill the darkness. So step 5, tighten and dirty it with stock devices. On the Amen Slices track, after the drum rack, as saturator. Set it to analog clip, drive it maybe 2 to 6 dB, turn soft clip on. Then add EQ8, high pass around 30 to 40 hc to remove sub rumble. If it's boxy, dip a little around 250 to 400 hc. If it needs bite, gently lift around 4 to 8 kHz, then add drum bus. Drive around 5 to 15. Crunch from 0 to 15 depending on taste. Boom can be low, 0 to 20. But be careful because breaks can get woofy fast. Use damp to keep the top from getting fizzy. If you're clipping hard, put a limiter at the end as a safety net, sealing around minus 0.8 dB. Now, for cleaning up the tails, go into the drum rack, click a few of the hat or noisy slices, and in simpler shorten their decay or release so they don't smear into the next hit when swing pushes things around. Cleaner tails equal heavier groove, because your transients stay readable. Optional vibe move, create a return track for a dark room reverb. Use hybrid reverb on a room or dark room algorithm. Keep the decay short, like 0.6 to 1.2 seconds. High cut it to around 5 to 8 kHz so it's not shiny. Send mostly snare and ghost notes, lightly, like 5 to 15%. You're making a claustrophobic space, not a big bright hall. Optional aggression move that's super safe. Make a parallel crunch bus return. Put saturator and drum bus on that return, and then EQ it with a high pass so you're not crunching the low end. Send a little of the amen into it, like 5 to 20%. This gives you attitude while your core transients stay intact. Also, if your amen is too modern and bright, do a subtle older bandwidth trick. After saturation, use EQ8 to gently roll off above 10 or 12 kHz. Not a dramatic low pass, just a little darkness. Now step 6, and this is where the bass lines category really shows up. Lock a rolling bass line to the swan amen. Create your sub-bass sound. On the sub-bass track, load operator. Oscillator is set to sine. Keep the release shortish, around 80 to 160 milliseconds, so notes don't smear into each other. Put EQ8 after it and low pass around 120 to 180 hc to keep it pure. Then add a compressor for sidechain. Turn sidechain on and set autono from to the amen slices track. Ratio around 3 to 1. Attack 3 to 10 milliseconds. Release around 80 to 140 milliseconds. Aim for 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction. Now keep your sub mono. Add utility and set width to 0%. This is one of those boring steps that makes your track sound instantly more serious. Write a one-bar bass loop first. Keep it classic and rolling. A few notes that land on strong points send in the gaps. And here's the key. Do not write bass perfectly straight if your break is swung. Apply the same groove to the bass clip from the groove pool, but use less timing than the amen. Think timing around 10 to 30, and random around 0 to 5. The bass should nod with the drums, but stay tighter than hats. Protect low-end timing more than anything, because timing wobble in sub reads like flamming on big speakers. Quick creative arrangement tip for darker rolling. Try to avoid placing bass notes exactly on the main snare hits. Let the bass answer after the snare, or fill the gaps around it. That conversation is a big part of the rolling feel. If you want extra dark tech step weight, add a reese or mid-bass layer. Use wavitable or analog with two saws slightly detuned. Put auto filter low pass on it with a little drive, and map the cutoff to a slow LFO so it moves subtly. Add light saturator or redux for bite. High pass this layer around 120 to 200 hc so it doesn't fight your mono sub. Side chain it as well. Step 7. Quick arrangement so it feels like a tune, not a loop. In arrangement view, view a simple structure. For the first 8 bars, make an intro with filtered amen and atmosphere. Automate a filter so the top end opens slowly. At bar 9, the drop. Full amen and sub bass. At bar 17, make a variation. Use your bar 2 fill more often or switch to your ghost heavy version for a few bars. At bar 25, pull the bass out for a breakdown moment. Let swung hats and ghost notes breathe with that dark room reverb tail. Remember, 90s darkness is tension and restraint. is not constant maximum energy. Before we wrap, here are the common mistakes to avoid. 1. Too much swing. If kick and snare feel late, the whole track loses impact. Keep swing subtle and manually correct your anchors. 2. No velocity shaping. Ghost notes have to be quiet. Jungle lives on dynamics. 3. Warping incorrectly. Fix the loop first. Always. 4. Over distorting the break until the hats turn into harsh sand. Distortion is great, but EQ after saturation and keep the top under control. 5. Bass not following the pocket. Straight bass plus swung break can feel disconnected. Same groove, lighter amount, tighter low-end timing. Now your mini practice exercise, 10 to 15 minutes. Make 3 versions of your Amen loop with groove timing at 30, 50, and 70. In each version, keep the kick and snare aligned, and add 2 ghost notes before snares. Then write a 1-bar sub-pattern and apply groove timing around 15. Export quick loops, listen on headphones at low volume, and ask which one feels the darkest while still hitting hard. Recap. Warp the Amen cleanly. Slice it to MIDI so you can control hits. Add swing in the groove pool, but choose your swing carriers on purpose and protect your anchor hits. Tighten tail so swing doesn't smear the break. Dirty it up with stock devices like saturator, EQ8, drum boss, and a dark room reverb. Then apply a lighter version of the same groove to your bass line so the whole track rolls together. If you tell me what exact vibe you're aiming for, like Dark Side Jungle, Tech Step, or Early Neuro, and what swing groove you picked, I can suggest specific groove values and a simple 8-bar bass pattern that locks into your pocket.